Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Reinvented Detective, edited by Kat Rambo and Jennifer Brozek, narrated by Sierra Klein and Perry Daniels. Reports. That Missing Sea, Police Report Number 1, Jane Yolen. Without the sea, crime is simply a cold case, unsolvable here or the future here. It is a poetic attempt to make us think, shiver, hope for fantastic new weapons to fight the future wars. Without the sea, criminals are merely something that slant rhymes with urinals, the detritus of old tales, the bad guys, the wolves in hot outfits who stalk young women and wrap them in red oaks, which, once upon a time, were red cloaks. Without the sea, criminals lack cunning or common sense, and the police force is short on cops and capture. There are no cells to jail anyone without that missing sea. Without the sea, we have no cases, and lawyers have no fees, or fies, or foes, or fums. As for judges, they may have gavels, but they rule over neither circuit nor court. If in the future, seas are totally abandoned, do not hope for justice or mercy, for they both have a sea embedded in them. Just hope your innocence, which doubles up on seas, is enough to sustain a lenient response. It may actually be a heavy ending, without its own sea, but closer to a lawn or meadow than you deserve. At least fists, guns, bombs, swords, knives are still available. Get yours before B, F, G, S, and K disappear. Before some future thief wrapped in noir steals them out from under us, leaving us with no past and no future. The Best Justice Money Can Buy, C.C. Finley. The district attorney skipped outside to have a celebratory vape, leaving Tucker Boardman, the infamous billionaire brat, to fidget alone in the interrogation room. Detective Ellen Chung studied Boardman through the one-way glass, hoping some mumbled confession or finger comb of his disheveled hair might reveal a secret aspect of his character. Something beyond the sordid tabloid headlines. But there was nothing she hadn't already seen. Just a smirking 20-something, with blood on his hands. His red-rimmed eyes glanced toward the door every few seconds while he waited for rescue to arrive in the form of his mother and her phalanx of lawyers. She heard someone else enter the observation room and caught a ghostly reflection in the glass. Dark skin, nice suit. Malcolm Warren. Solid detective. One of the best to enter the department in the past 10 years. He might become a really good investigator if he stuck with it, but his expensive taste in clothes and his habit of chasing department gossip were sure signs of ambition. Probably wanted to be chief someday. As far as Chung was concerned, ambition was poison to good police work. He stepped up beside her.
"I thought you were in the captain's shithouse, working that Ocean Beach rando thing," he said. "How'd you catch a prime case like this?"
Typical of Warren, worrying about what the captain thought. She'd requested the Ocean Beach rando case. For 3 years, someone had been raping and killing runaways and homeless people. Chung was so close to solving it, but nobody wanted to pay for the prosecution, and her main suspect was almost as poor as his victims. Even if she made an arrest, the DA would dump the case like a piece of junk rather than prosecute it at a loss. But shithouse or penthouse, all victims were equal as far as Chung was concerned. Her mentor taught her that. Either everyone mattered or no one did. There was no budget for the investigation, but the captain let her pursue it as long as she made enough profitable arrests to pay her salary, which she did, if barely. That's how things worked when you had a for-profit justice system. It was the American way. What she said to Warren was,
"Right place, right time."
"You're kidding me," she shook her head. "You mean to tell me the only son of the richest woman in the United States plows his car into a crowd of pedestrians, kills a couple of sweet kids, and you..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?